I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
It is.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw, Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits,
are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. Yes.
And don't forget, Saif.
What?
Yes. Tony. And DJ Quick. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever.
And Saif, don't forget.
What?
Remix, Jonell, Def Jam, Method Man.
Yeah, yeah. All the game that you was spitting. You know that you was tripping. Never thought you'd see me dipping. But I had to get missing. I'm tired of stressing me. Why don't you let it be?
Come well, I'm here to let everybody know if you're on the... You're listening to today's show, but you're not a member of Patreon. You didn't hear the conversation that started on Patreon last week. Saif, only the patrons know the convo that started.
That's true.
Saif and I have started discussing the greatest rap features on R&B songs of all time.
Greatest is such a broad term, though. You hate narrowing shit down.
Shout out to everyone in the Discord, the Patreon Discord, because the Patreon Discord was already up on the subject, so they've been sending lots of them. Shout out to the amount of people who sent ones that do not belong on this list and I've never even heard of in my life. Like, crazy.
No, okay, because there's going to be the greatest, but then our fans are going to find the rarest.
Right, you know, and both, and there's room for both. And I think Saif and I were talking about how we're going to do it. Is it a special podcast? Is it this? Is it that?
Yeah.
I definitely think we do a party with it. I think it would be a dope party.
But that Keith Murray joint I played you last week, that Skin Deep remix.
Ooh.
That's in that category. Cut.
Even this pun one, people don't know.
You listen to this tape. Mm-hmm. You hear the.
You have to be like a pun fan who remembers, like, or a big R&B fan. But it was this was
or it was on a random mixtape.
Right, but this wasn't like in regular rotation anywhere.
No, that's, you got to be a pun fan for that.
Nine ain't sure.
Nine ain't sure.
I did my improv show last night in D.C.
with Doo-Wop.
And Doo-Wop was my special guest, and he told a pun story. So,
really?
I'm in the pun world right now.
Chest froze up with the fresh Jehovah, but guess it over the neck, brolic like Lex Luger. Me next to Cuba used to roll up and jest a Nova.
Now, this song does have one of my favorite pun lines of all time. And obviously, we'll dig more into it.
Son, I'm going to tell you about my favorite pun line recently.
Okay.
That I've been saying way too much, and it's problematic.
Well, he has a lot that are problematic. Hold on.
Problematic. It's problematic.
Do you think this line would make someone feel good?
Your New York City mental got you ready to flip on nipples while you push your nipples to feel a little independent. I'm glad you did it, honey. The money's there, your head is bending. You represented since the beginning. So if I cheat on you with other women, I promise never to bust it.
If I cheat on you with other women, I promise never to bust in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
I don't know.
A good one.
If that's going to
help.
Yo, imagine in a romantic moment saying to a woman, I promise if I fuck other girls, I'm not going to ejaculate inside. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not going to. What was your problematic pun line?
I've known this line my whole, you know, as long as I've known pun, but it just hit me recently how funny it is. What's the song? Tres Leches?
Yeah, sure.
With Inspector Deck and
RZA produced
Prodigy.
It. Prodigy.
Produced by the RZA, one of the
Call
hardest.
Call you gay on Hot 97?
A threat. A threat to his ops. I'll shoot you. I'll kill you. I'll stab your mother. A threat to his ops is I'll call you gay on Hot 97.
Yo, I did recently. I spent some time on it recently, too. Within the last year, I heard it, and I was like, yo, it's nuts. He goes, call you gay on Hot 97. And he says, like, it's so bad.
No, it's the worst thing that could happen to you. I'll call you gay on Hot 97.
Yo, it's so telling. Wait, yo, of what the time.
What the fuck did these motherfuckers just do? Yo, get the car. Get the car. Why? We got to drive downtown. What? They downtown? Nah, we got to go to Angie Martinez's show.
We're calling him gay.
To Angie Martinez's show. Because I'm going to call him gay. So the world could hear it.
It's telling of so many different things.
Because around the time when he wrote that line was like when Wendy Williams was up all around going
right,
around to
right.
A gay rapper. There's a gay rapper.
Oh, yeah, the gay rapper.
Remember they made it like there was one gay rapper kind of lurking around hip hop.
It's so crazy. That's true. Yo, that was a who's the gay rapper was a one. Thing. And it's as if Sife's right. Not only was there only one, but he was creeping and crawling along.
He was hiding. He was
waiting.
He was in a studio with you and you didn't know he was gay.
So crazy. Yo, and that was really regular, like, conversation. Who's the gay rapper, bro? It's an amazing time we live in. Yo, when Sife and I started the morning show and we would do topics that involve something gay, The listeners that we'd hear from, the level of homophobia that we were hearing in 07 from people on the phone, it would almost, if you could say, be equivalent to doing like a race mixing topic in Alabama in 1975. Not 1965, 1975.
Yeah.
Like where it was still fresh.
I don't like homophobia. I don't like it. We need a new term.
Right, because it doesn't quite really tell what it was.
They're not scared of gay people.
No, no.
You know what I mean? If you have arachnophobia, you are scared of spiders.
It is a bad. It is a weird. It is a weird word like that. What?
No, it's like, because all these terms, they become like just catchphrases and they're just all just said, but it's not. Like a lot of times people go, oh, be careful of Jimmy. He went AWOL today. And it's like, no, you're trying to say haywire. AWOL right, means absent without leave in the military.
Right. He didn't go absent without leave.
But then it just becomes a term. So like, he's homophobic. He's not scared of gay people.
He's just nasty and ignorant. Like,
he's ignorant. He's homo ignorant.
Yeah, these people didn't. Yeah, they weren't necessarily scared. Now, I suppose in some cases you could argue that hatred towards gays is often rooted in people's own fear of their own. Like the idea of them being homosexual scares them. That's a scary. Okay. They're like, well, I woke up and I was gay.
I'm sure there are some people who are scared of gays.
Right.
They're homophobic.
But more often,
it's just ignorance. It's
ignorance, hate, or just not.
Even like,
you know,
just uncomfortable, like talking about that kind of stuff. But I'll call you gay on Hot 97 was a threat.
So we're going to go over these. So we're going to keep going. So I added a lot. I have this. I'll send you this playlist I've been making, Saif. Spotify has a weird thing, though. And this isn't just Spotify. All the there's it's such an imperfect science on the streaming apps, because a lot of songs, Saif, they'll randomly be the ones featuring someone and they just don't list the feature.
Yeah.
Like this.
Just something about you.
That just says Justin Timberlake. No, there's no clips.
It don't say clips?
Don't say clips. No clips. I'll find another example. How about this? This one just says Gina Thompson, The Thing You Do, Bad Boy remix. Now, I'm willing to assume when I fast forward.
Hit me on my carpool. If you got the hydro with me, you can roll. Oh, we can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
Now, there's Missy.
Yo, what Missy? The fuck did she just say?
What do you mean, Missy?
She says you call me gay on Hot 97?
No. You're confusing the songs. You're confusing. But yeah, a lot of these don't even this. Yo, the Jodeci remix. Which, by the way, what copy of it is this? It sounds like ass. You got stacks like the International House of Pancakes. The drums are mad tinny. Watch it stand straight, your fat body. Come and build with God body. Hardly any chicken heads. It's some random like mixtape that it's living on.
There's a lot of random mixtapes and non-cleared songs on the streaming service. And a rapper told me that you could put it on there for a while and get paid for it. And if everybody flags it, you just take it down.
Yeah, I'm sure that's happening.
And then they put it up again like later.
So I'll tell you who is listed, though. Fab is listed on both of these double whammies. Yo, it's crazy. So I was saying to Natalie last night, I said, isn't it wild that Saif and I could do a party? And I think we will do a party that's themed around this, the hip hop feature. And it's like niche. It would be like a niche, like fun thing to do. Whereas back in the day, it literally just was, I don't know, if you were out DJing, it was half the fucking records you were playing. And now it's dead.
Wait, now, dead?
The rap feature in an R&B song is basically dead. Not dead, but like relative to what it was.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Doja Cat jumped on the SZA recently and did an actual rap verse on the SZA song. That happened.
Yeah,
but like
R&B is like, yeah, I don't know.
People say one of the reasons people say it's happened is because rappers all started basically sounding like singers.
Right. And also R&B singers sing over trap music.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like the lines are so blurred. Like you don't need a rapper if you're rapping over a rap beat.
Although think about it like this. A lot of these R&B records back in the day sounded like the beats were very rap beats, which is why the verses worked so well. I mean, it's not like these were very different.
That's also a very Northeast thing. It didn't hit as much around the country as it did in like New York, Philly, Baltimore, DC. Like that hip hop, that R&B over hip hop songs, we think of it as like it was being the biggest thing, but you start going Midwest and they don't even know those versions. I know, because I was booked to DJ an R&B party once, a throwback R&B party, and I flopped horrendously because I'm playing all these Mary J, Puffy remixes, and they're like, what is this? What are you playing?
And they just want the regular version?
If that. They weren't bumping Mary J. My Life album as much as we were.
You'd have to be like a fan. You were specifically a fan. And then like,
later on, Mary J. started putting out songs that got much bigger airplay. But they were very, I don't want to say typical, but very much more R&B songs. So the hip hop R&B stuff that we grew up on with Mary is not as big around the country as it would be in New York.
I have to tell you something. I got news yesterday and I didn't tell Saif off the air. I said, I honestly was like, all right, let's wait and see. But now that I have you here, I'm like, you know what? This will be fun to tell you right on the podcast. Guess who hit me up yesterday and said, yo,
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Someone from the Backstreet Boys. Guess who hit me up yesterday and said, yo, we almost forgot again. They made it sound like I dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. They were like, yo, you almost fucked up. You're slipping, bro.
Yeah.
Guess what? Let's get this right.
Was it your friends from January 6th?
That would have been 2 days ago. They hit me up.
Okay, sorry.
It was yesterday. And it was Questlove.
Questlove.
And he was like, yo, I'm finalizing the picnic lineup. And I was like, something's missing. What is it? And he's like, yo, you're slipping. Meanwhile, I'm like, bro, I did hit you.
In September, and you set your alarm for September.
I did. And you hit him in September. I did.
Yeah.
I said, let's not get into semantics. Mm. Sounds great.
No, don't be anti-semantics.
So we'll see what that looks like and what that means and what we do. But there's a chance, guys, that it's a one app at the Roots Picnic this year. So,
man.
And then here's a question. If you end up doing the Roots Picnic, do they, I'm guessing they would also help us in booking a guest. I don't know.
I've never been in that situation. So I don't know if they help you book a guest. There's so many guests around.
There's so many people around. Yeah. And then Syph and I, we've been toying for a while with the idea of doing like a live show at many times with Jazzy Jeff. Maybe it makes sense to do Jazzy Jeff at the Roots Picnic.
Mm-hmm. It's in Philly.
That's right. You know what I mean?
People like one up, you know, maybe the Backstreet Boys will come on down.
Again, I don't think it'll be.
You wouldn't want to have a conversation with the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, you know what? This is important, actually. So what Syph keeps alluding to, if for some reason you miss, is that the other day, Syph on the podcast, we on the podcast last week talked about Kanye sampling Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. Syph and I argued a bit about it. I said it was by its very nature whack. Syph said, no, not necessarily. And we had a nice, fun conversation about it.
We had a one-up conversation.
Yeah. And then I posted the conversation on social. And people basically were like, yo, Rosenberg, shut the fuck up, as per usual. And I was very surprised by how many people were like, yo, hip hop has changed. So I always feel like they're like at least a heavy amount of the people who follow me are going to be similar in their backpackiness and be like, absolutely, fuck that. And instead, everyone's like, you're so close-minded, Rio. Why not? Why can't you play the black? So it became a conversation. And Pete Rock, of all people, in my comments being like, nah, bro. But Pete Rock has a different agenda because he's weird about me. Whenever it comes to me attacking someone who's been accused of anti-Semitism, usually Kanye West, a certain slew of people come after me for attacking them. It's very confusing.
I mean, and mind you, Pete Rock and all you people, I guess, listening to, I don't know if he listens to the show or just heard that clip.
I'm sure I just saw the clip.
Yes, Kanye West is spazzed out recently. Our whole careers, he spazzed out. But the last spazz out was the spazzy of the spazzes.
Yes, and it's been like going for like 4 or 5 years now.
And we've talked about it. We've mentioned it. We also don't give a fuck. We are talking about hip hop. Kanye West, hip hop artist. Yes, when Kanye West spazzes out and gets anti-Semitic and the whole fucking shit blows out of line, we're going to discuss it. But then when we get back to normal, back to what Wanup talks about, let's talk about hip hop. Rosenberg, nothing about Kanye West saying anything about Jews. We're talking about us as fans of Kanye West. Rosenberg had an opinion about a sample.
And you would agree,
my opinion about a sample.
You would agree. You would agree. And by the way, I'm not trying to deny that there couldn't be, like, at this point in my life, some bias. I'm sure there is. I'm a human being. But I think Syph will 100% agree with the notion that if Kanye West had never said a word about anything weird politically, socially, Jewish, slavery, that none of that had happened. Syph, you know I would have shit on the Backstreet Boys thing no matter what. You know that.
No matter what.
That is built into my DNA as a backpacker.
No matter what.
It's not always about that. Anyways, here's a fun thing, Syph. Have you heard this? The full song is up on YouTube, or at least a full version of it.
What, Kanye?
Yeah.
See what you think. I was trying to find out, because Full Force produced a lot of Backstreet Boys back in the day.
I forgot.
So I was trying to see if that was one of the Full Force songs so I could bring in the black element of what you're calling white pop, but they didn't do it. It was that guy, Max.
It was Max Martin.
Max Martin, yeah. I was like, damn it. I wanted Bowling and Luda producers.
I forgot they did a bunch of all that pop shit.
Oh my God, we're back again.
Back again.
Brothers, sisters, everybody say.
Body say.
Gonna bring the flavor, show you how.
Show you how.
Got a question for you, better answer now.
Answer now.
Am I original?
Charlie?
Yeah. Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Am I sexual? You better rock your body now, everybody. Yeah. Rock your body.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Your body right.
Yeah.
Easy's back. All right. All right.
When I talk to the shrink, you bet not blink. 99 problems that start with the kink.
Okay.
One in a pink, one in a stink.
Oh.
When you shave it down, is it still mink? Come sue me, me to me. Surviving, yay, come shoot me. You wanna color me bad like a cool G. You wanna pack me up like a to me. Everybody waiting for me to say the wrong thing. Okay, you the king, Burger King. I'm finna make a scene, murder scene. Cause homie, we done seen everything.
This has to be rough. This still has to be rough.
With a bad little mommies, you know I wanna rock your body. You know I wanna do some things, like tear that pussy off the frame. We some top flow penthouse sweet type niggas. I am not a rapper, I'm a poom poom killer. Slim, handsome, rich head nigga. No, we can't forget about the bitch head niggas. So if you love the game, then pull them titties out. We got everything you need for you to rock your body now.
Everybody.
Ty, so fucking
a lot gorgeous. Of just a lot of attention on it,
and it's not going to be mostly positive. And there's still a good chance, Saif, at this point, it just doesn't come out. I think they're saying Friday again. Is it even going to come out? It's like he shouldn't be in this spot.
Let's take that song just. Here's what I'm noticing. I don't even mind the everybody part. I don't mind the reworked hook sung by Charlie Wilson.
I actually don't mind that as much as I thought I would either, because Charlie Wilson is Charlie
Wilson.
And
the drums, when the drums come in, is dope. Here's what I hate. Bum, 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 bum. That part I don't think he should have used.
What, you don't think he should use the bass line? Like the main bass line when he starts rapping?
I like the hook. I like when the drums come in, everybody, it's got a bop. But yeah. then it's just like, it sounds like he did a rap verse on the Backstreet Boys song.
Right. It goes into straight up cover territory.
Change it enough. Make it grimy it up enough. But also it sounds like a very rough version.
I will concede right now, because Charlie Wilson sounds dope, I didn't hate the everybody part as much as I thought I would. Like, right. They kind of took something that's super cheesy, and by having Charlie Wilson do it, it actually sounds all right.
Ty Dolla Sign. June has jumped in.
Hold on, Billy.
You
guys,
something.
Billy June has jumped in from wherever he's being kidnapped, and he is. He's. By the way, how is Anne Frank doing in there?
Do you have jewels in the high basement?
Oh God! No, he's in the attic. Look at that. All right, what were you gonna say, Billy?
You keep mentioning Charlie Wilson singing the chorus. It's also Ty Dolla Sign who does it. I like his version as well.
No, but Ty didn't hit the everybody part.
Yeah, put on the beginning. Again, it's he starts it, Charlie Wilson jumps in.
Look at this. Fact checking.
Oh my God, we're back again. Back again.
That's Ty Dolla Sign.
That's Ty.
Yeah.
That's Ty?
Yes. Ty.
Question for you, better answer that.
Ty.
Answer that. Am I original?
Charlie Wilson.
Yeah.
Billy, do you know who Charlie Wilson is?
Yes, I do.
Here's what I want you to do, Billy.
I want you and the rest of the internet
to remember. Don't ever fucking test me in your life.
No, I meant fucking smoked out here. I meant the actual like part of the cover.
Right.
I mean the actual words. I just keep saying Charlie Wilson. You didn't say Ty Dolla
$ign. Well, no, Ty is fire.
We just had a whole conversation about Ty Dolla $ign, but okay.
Yeah.
Do you know who Charlie Wilson is?
Yes, I do know who Charlie
Wilson is. Who is he?
He's a great artist.
What are some of the things he's famous for? What do you think some of the things Charlie Wilson's famous for?
Well, I know a lot of his songs.
Name a couple of things. The big things that Charlie Wilson's known for.
I don't like go and listen to every one. I know that he's known. He's featured on a million Kanye songs, and I also loved his Tiny Desk concert where I heard a lot of his old songs.
So you think Charlie Wilson's claim to fame is his Kanye features?
No, that isn't what I was saying.
Okay, so
I just don't remember the name.
What was he originally known for?
He doesn't
put me on the spot.
You're putting him on the spot, Sife. And by the way, I always forget this part.
People talking out their fucking face when they don't know what they're talking about. Of all the 9 features that Charlie West has done for Kanye West, this is number 3. How about why does Kanye even want to use Charlie Wilson?
I also said that I watched and listened to his old music too.
What's his
old music? I just don't remember the name.
You don't remember the name of the band?
No, I don't right now.
It's a big band, and band is in the title.
See, there's a gap in your fucking music history, Billy.
There's a huge gap. If you're talking about bands, there's a huge gap
in your music history about this band.
So you know what I mean? Yeah.
Do you know who Dave Grohl stole the drums for?
The Gap Band. I knew once you said that a few times, I got it. I was just scared to say.
You know, Dave Grohl stole the drums from the Gap Band. But you don't know Charlie Wilson was in the Gap Band?
I did. I just couldn't remember the name. I just said that. You put me on the spot.
It's a 3-letter word. It's just 3 letters.
Okay. You put me on the spot, okay?
Anyways.
I'm sick. You put me on the spot.
You're sick. You had a birthday.
I did.
Yo, Billy, don't fuck with me. I'll call you gay on Hot 97.
Yeah. You want that?
I'm not even on Hot 97. I'll find a way to get my job back so I can go up there just to call you gay on Hot 97.
I think you guys should make shirts that say shutyourmouth.com.
Why?
Because you guys always say that.
No, we don't.
You always say shut your mouth.
Should we do a shirt, I call you gay on Hot 97?
No. Imagine if we say that to Billy June today. He turns on Hot 97, flexes like, Billy June! We know!
But can we talk about your meltdown?
Whose?
Yours.
I had a meltdown?
Yeah, on Instagram. You had a meltdown with the Backstreet Boys sample and everybody coming out in your comments.
Wait, can we?
Okay, can I say something?
That's a good song. I don't hate it.
What's a good song?
The Backstreet Boys one.
The Backstreet Boys one or the Kanye one?
Both. That wasn't bad.
It's not good.
I don't think it's that bad either, though.
Okay. This is the hard part. This is why I get frustrated with the argument. Is it horrifying? No.
It's also a rough draft.
I hear you. Maybe there's like 80 different points that are getting made here. The overall point for me was that on principle, sampling something that was made to be like bubblegum produced pop to me is corny. I find it corny. Even if it had been done well, I would have thought it's still corny. And a lot of people came with all these great examples, I thought, of things where pop was sampled.
Couple things. Pop is a very vague, generic term.
Very.
Whatever reaches the top of the charts becomes pop music.
Which is different than songs like Everybody by Backstreet that are created.
They found a formula in the late 90s, early 2000s. They found a formula of the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees. TRL vibe where they almost took over the term pop and made it its own genre. Right? Essentially Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees, essentially they're singing R&B. Essentially. Right.
But musically, it was created in this new way to make it pop and not R&B.
More, because Michael Jackson's pop, but even though his shit is fucking soul, you know what I mean? It's soulful. And whatever, for the, what a country song that reaches the top of the charts is now pop. Pop is popular, right?
Right.
But it feels like that Max Martin Swedish.
Yes. Go mid ahead.
To late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes.
Took a jump and like they made the term popular into a genre. It's very like, meta.
It is very
like meta. AI.
It's vague. Yeah,
if that moment of AI, like what people are doing now.
I don't know what you're referring to, Billy.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like people can say like write in this and make this song right now for me?
To yeah.
Make it sound exact. He was doing that, but he like upped it up.
Okay.
God time. Damn it, Billy. Sometimes you just got to lay out. You just got see it.
Objection. Objection, Your Honor. Objection.
Yeah, no, that Cypher was doing so well explaining something that for a week I've been struggling because people don't get it. And Cypher was actually laying it out in a way that makes sense. It's, and then Billy just.
I'm very particular about words and usage. Like we just had an argument, not an argument, but a discussion about the term homophobic. I hate that term because it doesn't fully explain how people are feeling about homosexuals.
So Sife, you explained it really well, this difference. Because what I was trying to say is not that you can't sample popular mm-hmm. music. So a lot of examples, a couple good ones got thrown at me. Because, you know, when I first had this conversation with Cass One, he was like, he was always very apt to troll me and argue back. And he was like, well, I don't know. He was like, I will admit, though, the track list of the checklist, the track record, yeah, of pop songs being used in hip hop are not great, right?
Mm-hmm. Like I gave an example last week of Lil Wayne and
I love that you gave the example because I hate that song. So I was like, perfect, right on time. But then other people started throwing out other ones, and they don't understand, and they were missing the point. They would throw out Edie Brickell, "What I Am," which of course led to Brand Nubian, right?
Right.
But this is a folk song, it's essentially a folk song
that became got popular.
Right.
Yeah.
Then of course someone hit us with this one. Same exact thing. Great example, but not the same thing.
No. What I would like, folk song probably, right?
It is a folk song.
Funky, yeah.
Here's what I would say. A lot of people mention this one to me. Using Human Nature as the example is a bad choice because that song is an R&B song.
Well, because they call Michael Jackson the king of pop.
Now,
but that's because he was so popular.
If you had told me, instead of using Human Nature as the example, which was used so well on It Ain't Hard to Tell and other places, although, by the way, there were people who hated on It Ain't Hard to Tell at the time and thought it was really poppy to do that. But whatever.
Yeah.
They're throwing out the name Michael Jackson, but using Human Nature is not the example. Human Nature to Backstreet Boys is not apples to apples at all.
Not at all.
And no one sampled Black or White. No one samples fucking Bad.
Yeah.
So it's not about that the music can't be popular and be sampled. It's about, I thought it was a lazy choice to choose that specific genre of pop.
Yeah, it's not just popular music. It's that era of pop. Yeah, it's just became a term. They should have gave that music a different term. A different name, that genre. They should have gave Backstreet Boys NSYNC a different, you know, like fucking beating bopper.
We're going to have a guest on the show soon who I talked to this weekend, Sife. I'm going to get back to him after I asked you for your dates, and now I'm going to hit him back with those dates. I don't want to say who it's going to be because it's a secret. You know who it is, but the people don't know.
I don't know who it is.
You don't remember, but you'll remember that I told you about it.
Okay. Okay. So that was the argument on Instagram.
Yes.
Who are you yelling at?
No, Natalie's asked me for money. I don't have my wallet. My wallet should be sitting around somewhere.
Apparently, there's some people on the comments that want to see Natalie's butt.
It was already there.
Her butt was there?
That's why they were saying it, I think.
So I missed a butt pic?
You missed a butt video.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, got it.
So wait, did it really play out like I had a meltdown?
Maybe not a meltdown, but just whatever. I just found it hilarious. And I made my response video.
I think your response video was very smart. You said that I don't like black music, nor do I like white music.
Maybe I only like Asian music.
That's it. What you did to Nicki Minaj, that poor young artist from Queens.
I know. By the way, that was a very big thing last week, the Nicki Minaj thing. Because she came out again for like the third time now and says she hates the song.
Really?
So she was doing...
Will she do one up now?
I wouldn't count on it.
We should ask her.
I just wish she'd acknowledge it. Like, yo, so do you think now that you've said multiple times the song sucks and you hate the song, do you maybe feel like I wasn't being like racist and chauvinistic by telling you I didn't like the song?
Should we gotta get, let's get the Barbs. Let's do an Instagram campaign, get the Barbs fucking going, and let's try to get Nicki Minaj. Hey, you want to come on our podcast and talk hip hop? Let's talk hip hop.
Hashtag Nicki on one ep.
Think about how that would look written out. It would look like just like a mess.
I like your idea of the campaign. Right, I think it could actually work.
All those letters just jumbled all up together. What is one ep? No one even knows what that is.
Oh my God, Syf. Did you laugh, Syf, when I sent you the... When I sent you the text message to DJ Clue?
I laughed profusely.
Yo, he's so crazy, guys. I put it in the Discord, right? In the Patreon only?
Yes, you did. But now you're telling everybody. Now you're telling the world.
I don't mind. I sent it.
The whole point is we're not telling the world because the world doesn't know.
Exactly. Apparently not. I put an actual screenshot of the text in for the patrons so they could see it. So for those of you wondering, I texted DJ Clue last week. Here's how the conversation... Tell me this isn't the single most one-app conversation of all time. I text DJ Clue. You're familiar with him. And I say, Clue, it's Rosenberg. Happy New Year, bro. Can we get you to come talk to me and Syf in the near future? It's way overdue. Hope you're well, man. He wrote back pretty quickly. Happy New Year. Blessings. Y'all have a pod? And then I said back, LOL, we have the first ever hip hop pod. He said, nice. Let's line it up soon.
Fuck. Y'all have a
pod. But by the way, I've talked to him about it before.
No, I believe you. I believe you. Yeah, also, there's people that just don't fucking care, man.
More like DJ doesn't have a clue.
Oh, wow.
About one.
I'll take it.
You know what?
I'll take it. I love a pun. I love a pun.
You love a big pun, too.
Oh, he's done it again.
Now I'm really going to get thrown on Hot 97.
Man, every time... You piss me off, man, and I think there's no coming back. You fully redeem yourself.
You know, all you got to do is a couple of big puns, and you're back. Anyway, so we'll work on Clue for the future, but he doesn't know that we have a pod, unfortunately.
Crazy.
We're
not in the hip hop zeitgeist.
Someone put there's some IG channel, and they put up a list of the hip hop personalities or pods you have to go on. Anyways, they put up like a secondary one, tertiary one, like other pods you need to know about. And we were on that list.
Oh God.
Now, obviously we know that we're to blame. You don't have to come and tell us. We know that we're to blame. But at the same time, guys, come on, man.
Come on, man. Man, shout out to the first hip hop podcast ever, man. If Combat Jack was alive, you'd have to be on that. Bro, he's the groundbreaker. Master G from Sugar Hill Gang came to my show last night in DC.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What you're saying, speaking of people who got credit for being the first?
Just pioneers. It's just speaking of pioneers.
Oh, okay. Speaking of pioneers.
Who started something, whether it was official or not. I did my improv show, Take It Personal. I taught two improv classes in DC at the DC Improv.
All right.
One on Saturday, one on Sunday. Okay. Had a fantastic time. I was there all weekend doing stand up, and then I did my improv show on Sunday night, and it was fucking awesome, man. Doo-Wop came through. Doo-Wop told a dope big pun story, just like a funny story, going to Pun's house trying to play him some beats. Pun made his wife make Doo-Wop some wings, but it's because he wanted the wings, but he just told his wife that's what Doo-Wop. It's like this pun shit. And then and we did a whole show, you know, made up on the spot. But I love doing my improv shows not in an improv theater or with an improv crowd. Like, some people love improv, some people are just checking out a show at the DC Improv Comedy Club. And it's like just some white people mixed in, and then there's like some old black ladies that are just talking throughout the whole improv show. And it's fucking great.
Well, how is the improv one promoted? You just promote it as,
I gotta work on that. It just says Cypher Sounds, Take It Personal, Hip Hop Improv Show.
Got it.
It doesn't really describe what it is, which I should probably describe what it is more.
And do you promote the guests too?
I promote the guests like on social media, but I didn't have the guests to put it on their thing. Yeah. On their like mailing list or whatever. But I will next time, because I'm building it up. So I might get Master G to do it next time. So I'll have that in the can. You know what I mean?
How'd DC do for you? They came out?
Yeah, man.
DC has love for Cypher Sounds. Any Juan Eppers come out?
No, not this time. Not that I saw. Well, it was a showcase. It was five. It was called The Starting Five.
Okay.
And all weekend was just five comedians. So me and Will Silvins were two of the comedians. So it wasn't like a headlining week.
So it's a different scenario.
Yeah. It's like, cause the week after New Year's is always the slowest week in comedy.
So if you want to get us an interview right now, live on the spot, that'll go super viral. If we want to be out there everywhere today, change the game for our show. Just call Joe Coy right now on FaceTime.
I don't have his number.
I think, weren't you guys cool?
We used to be, yeah, but his number changed. Well, what did he do? He did the Golden Globes.
He hosted the Golden Globes.
But did people not like it?
I've never seen so, like, yo, I hate the internet. I hate it so much.
What?
The level of groupthink, the way that the world decided he was horrible and he's now just being panned, it's actually gotten so bad that I think it's good. Like, he's being so panned as being the worst ever that it's got everyone talking about the Golden Globes when, frankly, let's be real, award shows are kind of dead because no one sees half the things that are out.
Right, yeah.
And now everyone's talking about Joe Coy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it really worked. When I watched it, though, I just didn't understand what was so bad. I mean, was he Ricky Gervais? No. But Gervais has a very specific thing that makes him must-see TV.
Here's the difference. Ricky Gervais is a famous comedian because he had a famous TV show.
Correct.
Joe Coy is just a famous comedian.
He's
not looked at as like a peer to those people in the audience of the Golden Globe. Because I saw a couple of internet things where he was making jokes and people were like making faces. Like they had like Harrison Ford, like, you know what I mean?
But like the clips,
Amy Poehler and Tina Fey are part of that community. Ricky Gervais is part of that community. Joe Coy probably will be, but isn't yet. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to see.
So they're like, who's this guy doing this?
One part that went really viral was that he made a really harmless joke about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And when it showed her, she wasn't smiling.
Yeah.
And everyone, like, that was the beginning of it going bad. But, like, I honestly think the way it looked, I think she didn't even quite catch it. Like, right. I just think she's not even listening.
Right. Who cares? Nobody, those people in that room don't listen to any of that shit.
Like, everyone's thinking she's sitting there, and every time she hears her name, she must be like, it's Taylor Swift. Like, her name being said is not a big deal.
Yeah.
So I just think she didn't register. I don't see why she would have been that upset about that joke. But the clips I watched, I heard the crowd laughing. It didn't seem like it was that bad. Billy, I'm interested here because Billy decided to wait when we got deep into music talk.
What are you calling Billy?
Well, when we got deep into music talk, Billy just waded in and made no sense. Now we're having like the internet reviewing a comedian. This seems like a subject Billy June would weigh in on.
right?
Doesn't it? He watches a lot of comedy.
Yeah, produces comedy shows.
Produces comedy shows. Yeah. Maybe he didn't see any of it. Maybe he was hungover for the birthday yesterday.
I did. I did watch it.
You did?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
But I did read a lot about it, and I did see that they didn't have a host. They announced it like 10 days ago. And he also...
They couldn't... No one wanted to do it. No one wanted to do it.
He also said that he saw all the movies, and he didn't. So like half... I was reading that they said like half the jokes didn't really make sense because he didn't actually see the movies.
That shouldn't be...
That's what they were ragging on him about, too. And also, a lot of people don't know who he is.
I think that's a really big part.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people seeing this Asian man hosting a show who they've never heard of is, they're like, who's this guy?
I almost put his classic.
If you were Joe Coy, would you have done it?
Hell yeah. Joe Coy is a super successful comedian. He's 52. He's never done anything.
52 years old this year.
I almost put his classic Juan Epo.
He's
going
to be 54 in 2 years, bruv.
I almost put his classic Juan Epo up, but then I listened and it was a little... It would have had to have been edited a lot.
Wait, it wouldn't have helped him? It would have made things worse?
Why? What's wrong with it?
In the description, it says Joe Coy, da-da-da. He also bothers and hits on Britney Sky for a long time.
Well, listen, can you blame him?
I think we should put it up, bro. If we had a Cat Williams interview, we would put it up right now.
Okay.
I think you throw that Joe Coy up, or at least get a clip from it.
Can you can you go through it? Can you just edit it?
Yeah, I can go through it.
Yeah, get a clip from there.
Okay. We'll do.
We gotta jump on these things while we got them, man.
I thought about this like 2 weeks ago when it first got announced.
Like, oh, here's
how you do it. Why didn't you do it?
By the way, the full, just so you know, there's a 13-minute version of it on YouTube.
Perfect.
And then there's his comedy corner with Syph.
Perfect. Throw those up, man.
And then there's
rehash.
And then there's Everyday Racism with Joe Coy. Remember that segment? Yo, he did hot mad times back then. I knew him pretty well. He's up here all the time.
Yeah, man. He was on fire.
Yo,
everybody.
Yo, he looks younger though, bro. It is a lifetime ago.
Rock your body.
Yo, then I saw one of the comments that had a lot of like retweets and comments to it was like, Joe Coy only claims Joe Coy gets to act like he's Filipino just because his mom's Filipino. I was like, yep, well, that's how it goes.
And as if you're raised by.
If you're raised by someone who is something, that's it. You're that. It's not like somebody's Rosenberg just trying to be all Jewish because his mom and dad are Jewish. Yep. That's it.
Well, he's half white. And why he ain't talking about that?
Oh, because the white part isn't interesting. Now I still want to get into what my quote unquote meltdown to Jace looked like from the outside.
Well, listen, first and foremost, I want to shout out the God Pete Rock for agreeing with me, and I figured out why he butchered my name so severely.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, did you see the way Pete Rock spelled my name?
No, in the comment.
Yeah.
No, what did he say?
I agree with Aifer, something like that.
No, he didn't. Yeah. He didn't hit you with the safer.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't known him.
I figured it out.
How long do you think you've known him? You've only known him for what?
Probably 98.
Yeah, that's 25 years. That's it.
No, but I figured it out, though.
Okay.
It's so weird. It's like the universe is fucking crazy. So I read that, and mind you, I don't care about any of this. Rosenberg... We put up a little clip from the podcast. Rosenberg has to explain himself. I'm dying laughing because you're like,
right?
No, let me tell you what I really meant.
Yeah. Why do I care? I'm an idiot. Fuck?
Yeah. I'm all for the comedy of it. You just caught me right when I was producing some other content. So it worked
perfect.
Let's go right now. Let's shoot this right now in your town, in D.C.
You didn't even say you were in my town, by the way.
Oh, I got cut out. I had to cut it for time. I showed the block. I'm like, I'm in your hood, bro.
Okay.
But yeah, so the thing with Pete Rock, I was like, oh, this is funny. He agrees with me, blah, whatever. I don't even know what the point I made on that interview clip was. But then he wrote my name so horribly. So I was like, damn, man. My hero doesn't give a shit about my name. Then later on that day, I'm sending a voice note, you know, when you could do voice to text.
Yeah.
And I said my own name and it spelled it the way Pete Rock spelled it. So I was like, oh, he did a voice to text and then just didn't double check the spellings.
Which, by the way, let's be honest, Pete, if you just do voice to text loose and just throw it out in public loosely like that, let's be honest, you're obviously just you're a somewhat careless person. This is loose behavior.
No,
you cannot
fine.
Just do voice to text and not even look at it. That's
fine.
That's crazy. That's to me like you just don't give a fuck about societal standards.
It's a comment. It's an Instagram comment.
Yo, Sife, hold on, bro. Hold on. The amount of people, you know how I told you Flavor Flav is always randomly with celebrities?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, he posted a video last night from the Golden Globes. His caption is, Flavor Flav, hi everyone, I'm Flav and I like warm hugs. That's the caption. The first one is a full hug with Jennifer Aniston. Then a full hug with, I believe, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay.
Then some blonde woman who's very, maybe Margot Robbie, I can't tell it is. Trevor Noah, big embrace.
Yeah, Trevor Noah loves hip-hop.
Oh, then who's the guy from The Last of Us?
Oh, Fred Durst.
Pedro Pascal, is that what his name is? How well could you know him, Flav? How well does Flavor Flav know Pedro Pascal for the big hug? Then, hold on, who's this one? In all purple, I can't see who it is.
Prince.
It's Gail King. Gail King, huge Gail hug. King. Huge. I mean, like they went to high school together.
Yeah.
Wait. Billie Eilish.
Oh, I love Billie Eilish.
Double arm around her hug as she's holding her Golden Globe in the other hand.
Ooh.
Yo, Flav. He's not. And then he hits her with the dap. And Sife, I know why you love Billie Eilish.
Why?
It's the same reason I love Billie Eilish. Why? Same two reasons.
You talking about her chimneys?
No. Pervert, you sick fuck. Hey, Sife, you want to go on Patreon with me and do more for the people who pay for Patreon and want to spend time with us?
Yeah.
I there are more of them than ever right now.
Let's go over and hang out with them.
I love the people from Patreon. We're crushing it. I love you people. I watched the full Chappelle special yesterday.
Oh, good. The Dreamer.
With the
big I gotta tell you the text I got.
You got a text?
Yeah, I got a text from Chappelle. I'll tell you on Patreon.
And then I want to hear. I can't wait to hear this. I want to hear about.
A good one.
I want to hear about Billy's birthday.
The Wu-Tang birthday.
Billy's big Wu-Tang birthday. Then we'll dive back into the R&B hip hop conversation because on Patreon we can play songs as long as we want without getting in trouble.
Yeah, so come join us.
Patreon.com/OneUpIsLife. If not. If you're a cheap bastard, we'll see you next week. We love you. But catch you over there.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.